Today looks like a great day, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. I'd say it's a pretty good beach day. The one thing that may bug a few people if you go to the beach is the winds will be a little bit gusty, so some of that sand could get blown around a little bit.
All right, how are things looking for tomorrow and then the weekend?
Yeah, so the weekend's looking pretty good. Tomorrow we'll have partly sunny skies to mostly sunny skies. There might be a pop-up shower again in the afternoon, a little bit breezy. The showers kind of scattered about, so many places will miss them, similar to the pattern we've been in virtually since the middle part of the spring. And then Saturday looks like a great day. Again, fairly hot, 85 to 90, a little breezy at times as that heat kind of heats up the ground. It can create some gusty winds, but basically just a great day, a great beach day. Sunday, partly sunny. There might be a pop-up shower on that day as well, but these pop-up showers are so far and few between. I certainly would just know they're in the forecast, but I wouldn't change any plans because of the forecast.
You know, we enter July next week. Will there be any break in the heat and humidity as we turn the corner?
Yeah, you know, usually in July, you end up with more heat and more humidity. So the odds that we're going to break this for any significant amount of time are pretty small. But that said, it does look like we may get a little bit of a break here at the beginning of the upcoming week. So the beginning of July, as we get more of a northwesterly flow, there may also be a little bit more shower activity, but I don't see any widespread rain, and I certainly don't see any cooler than average temperatures for any extended period of time. I think it's more that we'll get these little breaks in the heat rather than we're going to have a cooler than average week or anything like that.
Last night, I saw a satellite image of this plume of dust and sand from the Sahara that's coming across the Atlantic nearing the U.S. Tell us about that, and is it rare?
So the SAL, affectionately called, if you want to be kind of in the know, just say, hey, saw the SAL satellite yesterday. So that's that Saharan desert screaming across the Atlantic. And what happens is it's very dry over there, and sometimes the winds pick up that sand and do bring it across the United States. Sometimes there's less dust than others, so it's not rare at all. As a matter of fact, some of the dust ends up in the Amazon region, and it actually helps replenish some of the nutrients that that area needs from those heavy rains. So it's sort of part of the global system coming across. It can provide really beautiful sunsets over the southeast, and sometimes if we have a southerly wind, some of that dust can make it up here and also provide us with some nice sunsets. Right now, with the flow that we're in, I don't think we're going to see any of that, at least in the short run.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot, and thanks for the heads up on the SAL.
You're welcome.